Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Things are coming into focus, Goo.
Yeah, depends on who you ask. I'm over here getting cyber-bullied. 510, Guru, you definitely are, and tell moms, we'll get back to sports. You definitely are blessed. It certainly wasn't talent that got you the job.
Damn.
That Rosado, man, come on.
Wow, dude.
Little come on, that, guys. Man,
tell me how you really feel.
That's
without telling
blow.
Me how you really feel.
That's a low blow.
I'm like, oh, somebody said, wow.
Well,
I'm going to be all right.
It's a subjective business.
Oh, who cares?
Well, he's a big dog in the radio game.
He is a big dog.
Mad Dog Russo, who Rosado told us during the break, had a big, you know, imprint on him, loving sports talk.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You never know when inspiration's going to hit you, going to slap you in the face. You know what, slapping the Warriors in the face right now?
Tell me.
Running it back.
Well, so, it's running it back with Jimmy Butler, Evan. Talk about the good times it was the second half, man.
I know. But all this right. This is the latest from Brandon Scoop B. Johnson. Al Horford has made up his mind. He's going to sign with Golden State. Now, it obviously hasn't happened yet. Pen to paper, all the rest. We don't know the details.
All right.
And he also reported that it's going to be Horford's last season. And effectively, he chose Golden State over Boston because he believes that the Warriors have a better chance to contend for a title.
Hey, I get it. I'm not mad, and we kind of saw this coming, and we kind of know what's holding it up. Again, Al Horford in Boston was surrounded by shooters, and I just believe, you know, the mindset of him launching threes was like, just get in where you fit in because we're going to shoot 60 of them a game. And I just envision him here in a situation where now he's Klay Thompson, the second-best three-point shooter, or one of them, but Evan, it's going to be different, and I'm just worried about this team losing Looney. Yeah, I said it, and our size and athleticism, and again, this could be a tall tale or, I don't know how true it is, but they were talking about Al not playing back-to-backs, and what, the Warriors got 15 or 14 of those. But I'm like, man, he's an older version of himself, so hopefully he can help Evan, and this offseason to me has been the one of what could have been had Curry not got hurt. But now it's a question of, since that happened, I got PTSD, and how much do you save Curry and these OGs from themselves in the regular season trying to get that positioning to where that doesn't happen in the postseason? And, Evan, only the basketball gods know if that's going to happen. But you look at the minutes played from Steph and Dre, they still haven't come down from when they were 25 and 28. It's still up there, man.
Well, in the postseason it was, but in the regular season, their minutes were lower. I don't think Draymond cracked 30 per game this year. I think
and
Steph
also, mostly
32.
Games played. Like, they showed.
Well, Steph played a lot of games this
no
year.
No doubt.
Draymond played the most games he's played since, I think, his contract year. But if you were to replace Looney with somebody, I feel like Al Horford kind of the closest kind of guy? Not literally as a player, but I'm saying he's... He's a veteran. He's someone that can be a positive voice in your locker room. And he's also somebody that's going to be impactful on the court,
yeah.
which Looney kind of wasn't.
And he stretches the floor out. Obviously, he does that. But I'll say this to that, Evan, as much as I'm saying that's a concern. I cannot sleep on a guy whose job it was. He was the starting job, TJD. He has shown us he can block shots. He can rebound. Now, the finishing can improve, but that wasn't Looney's best, you know, attribute of his game. But I am looking forward to seeing watching TJD evolve into that because he's going to get a shot, Horford or not.
What about Post?
Yeah, Post is a different type of center, though. Evan, you're going to need – I don't think he bangs, and he could be working on it now. I think when we talked to him, he kind of said that's what he was doing in the lab, getting stronger. But TJD has that girth, and if he takes it up a level or two, he can give us that Looney type of production, I believe. So it won't just be Post and Horford is what I'm saying.
Well, but do you think that Trayce Jackson-Davis is going to back up Horford instead of – I mean, to me, TJD is your third center, which he sort of was – well, he and Looney were, you know, equal, but – I think Trayce Jackson-Davis is still your third center.
Yeah, and it'll be a matchup based, too, on who you're playing and who you're asking them to stop or try and stop, things like that. So, Right, you're right. They got three centers if Horford's here, and you may have it in that order. But again, it's all dependent on how that nightly game is going, how you're getting beat, if you're getting beat, and how they're beating you down low. Maybe you see more TJD than you see Post on a certain night, and Horford for that matter.
Well, Horford,
it'll be interesting.
And Horford to me is an upgrade over whatever you had last year, certainly. And he's the best option at center since Kevon Looney was able to give you big minutes in the playoffs. You know, really since, I'd say, 2023, there's been nobody that they've thrown out there that I've felt confident in. Even Looney, just because of his diminished abilities. And not that Horford is somebody who's going to put up a bunch of points, but it's just someone who's been on the floor, Goo. I get the feeling that he's going to know what he's doing. You know, and they've had Post, who's, he can shoot the lights out. Trayce Jackson-Davis had a flash in the pan in his rookie season. But you don't know what you're going to get from those guys, right?
Yeah, and you got to, like Evan, I don't think the book is written on TJD. So I guess what I'm saying is he's definitely going to, and we hadn't even talked about injuries, and that could happen, and, you know, he's featured more than he normally would be. But I guess, you know, I use the word evolve. I just want to see what that looks like with all the centers, QP3 as well. But, man, Evan, on a good day, my boy's a lob option, TJD more so than Horford and QP3. But he does some goonish type of things that on a good night, you know, can help you win. He kind of had his hands on the job, let it go, and then was a DMP for a lot of games. So I say all that to say is I am fascinated. It's too strong. I'm interested to see how this three-center lineup, assuming Horford is here, is going to work out.
Well, I think Trayce he's going to have to play this year because Horford's not going to be available for back-to-backs, and you hope that he doesn't get injured regardless. But again, this is from Brandon Scoopy Robinson that Al Horford is going to sign with Golden State. And it's kind of something that, wink, wink, under the table has just been waiting to happen. It technically is not in pen yet, but I think for me, like it's an upgrade to me over Looney, where he is at in his career, where he was last season, but it doesn't make you that much different outside of giving you more shooting. Like they're still gonna, the Warriors, I think at some point in this upcoming season are going to run into the realization that they are just not an athletic team. Even some of the younger players outside of Kuminga, they're not an athletic team.
And you know what, Evan, it's funny you said that, because I'm like, man, I want to fight back, but I can't. And again, this was before Jimmy got hurt. He looked his age at times. It still was sufficient, but, you know, I was thinking, oh, Jimmy Butler at 28 or Jimmy Butler in the bubble is what we're going to get. And maybe we see that this year. You know, he's got a full offseason as a Golden State Warrior, but it became apparent to me, like, no, Jimmy's still gifted and he's a dog. But, Evan, you're right. That youthful athleticism that I'm seeking, that I think Kuminga offers, even if he does come back, you need more of it. And you're right. And it was apparent to get at times against the Rockets that, you know, forget the scoreboard, you can tell the OGs versus the, you know, a lot of what the NBA represents now that OKC has and Minnesota, even though, you know, they beat you and Curry got hurt. Like, it's just, and I know you can't have it all. And I'm a guy that wants to ride out the big three, and I'm here. But you are right. It's becoming abundantly clear, like, we're lacking some Thundercats. Yeah, I had to do that.
Go the Thundercats.
Dude, that thing all night on Twitter, it's just Thundercats. All right. I don't know what it does to people, but Evan, that's my word, man.
I think the way that you feel about this, the way I feel about Thundercats is the way you feel about Football Guy. Like, it's kind of...
Okay, I got it.
It's a little taboo at this point.
I'm going to retire it, then, E.
Well, all right. Well, sorry, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Well, the other part about the piece from Brandon Scoop B. Robinson is this, another, well, effectively just a reunion or a re-up on the marriage between the Warriors.
This is good news to your boy Goo.
And Gary Payton II. See, I guess you and I had different reactions to this, but here's the quote. I'm told Curry has been in direct contact with Gary Payton II, pushing for the Warriors to bring the defensive ace, being GP2, back on a two-year deal. He also added, Draymond Green, I'm told, has already given his blessing, aligning for Curry's push for Payton II's return.
And you know what with that, Evan, before thank you for reading that. I got to be honest. I think I may have overreacted on the Looney departure to New Orleans just because it came off, we got it at the same time, like GP2's future as a Warrior might be in doubt. And all I was telling you and telling Warrior fans, Evan, oh my gosh, it's not Jimmy. The best on-ball defender on the Warriors is Gary Payton II. So who are you to say sayonara to that guy? So that's what shocked me. So that is good news. And Steph going, Bob Myers are getting his Mike Dion, staying in contact with GP2. Because, again, I know injuries happen. But, my gosh, Evan, on the greatest of days and nights for the Warriors, I mean, Gary Payton II is a great defender, and he causes problems. So I just could not fathom how you got to that. Oh, we don't need Gary Payton II. So when I hear that, it almost makes me calm down on Looney.
Well, no, it's
and
not
I'm
that,
assuming he's coming back,
not that
but I
don't
gotta
think
be careful.
They don't need GP2, but it's just the same thing again. Like Gary Payton II is a quality player. He's a bench player. Your best defensive player or perimeter defender plays 15 minutes a game. So is he going to finish games? No. So he can't
but
be on the court.
Sometimes he has, Evan.
Well, when there's been injuries okay. And when he's been needed. Like, he started 11 games last year, but not because at full strength he's going to do that. You know, especially with Jimmy, he's not going to find a ton of time on the court. I just think that, for me, it wasn't nothing, but it just was kind of like a sigh. And not a relief. It was just, like, this is what they've been kind of resigned to. You know, Gary Payton II, and maybe if Melton is healthy, he helps on your on the perimeter too. But like, that's kind of just what they have to do.
Mm.
You know, that's where they're at, let Gary Payton II go. And as much as I'm happy to see, I like Gary. He's a great dude. And I think he's a good Warrior for sure. He's a champion. But it doesn't excite me.
That's interesting. And I love the honesty. And Evan, there is a saying in life, you don't know what you have until it's gone. So if Gary were to dip and not be a Warrior, and I said Melton coming off the injury and the situation he went through last year, he's never spent a whole season in a Warrior uniform. I would just, like, how are you going to, okay, let's say you're right and you go, now if you're telling me you're going to get a better, younger version of GP Gary Payton II, then I'm in. But I just want to be very careful of a guy that can make his layups on a good day and he's cutting and he's playing the Warrior way, hitting the corner threes. Like, I just don't want to take that for granted, especially now when it feels like your cracks at how you're currently constructed at getting possibly number five or just going on a run. I think Gary Payton II is a part of that to me.
A part of what?
That roster and having that dog to go out there and cause Trae Young or any other great ball handler bringing Anthony Edwards the ball up. Not that you're going to stop him, but his hand game is second to none, his instincts. So I still like him on this team. But I hear what you're saying in regard to the wow factor.
Well, it's not a wow factor. I just thought that we were moving on from some of these guys.
But I would say to you, I did a bad job, Evan. But what if you got something replaced and it was a name, but it wasn't as effective? Then where are you at defensively for 15? Because sometimes, Evan, he can play 12 to 20, 22 minutes a game if things are going well.
Yeah, but that's, I mean,
Stoney, I can hear him say, he's going to get hurt, goo.
Well, he might. I mean, last year he played 67 games. That's a good season for GP2, considering he hasn't been able to stay healthy for much of his career. But
yeah,
I think, well, the thing that I guess kind of bugged me more was the quote where he said Draymond Green gave his blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that worth?
Obviously something, E. I mean, because let's put it right on the table on National Radio Day, brought to you by ATCO. And I've said this. I don't want to pat in the back. What if I told you one Warrior has never gotten that cosign?
Who?
Kuminga from Stephen and Dre.
Well, Draymond let him start for him last year.
Well, when you say let, you know, it's a bit strong.
He started in front of Draymond Green for 5 games, I think. No?
No, it happened, but I'm just like, it wasn't something that was going to be official, and I don't think it, you know what I mean? I feel like if Steph and Dre went to management right now, being pro Kuminga, and I could be wrong, Evan, I feel like something would have been done weeks ago. Like, they have that much.
Really?
They have that much gravity and say so, I believe.
I don't think they do. Mm. In fact, I think that's a big issue sometimes during the year is that Steph is, he's not forceful at all about roster choices or who the Warriors should go after. Mm. You know, people come down his road for not using enough of his power. Or when he does, it's you know, he's giving a, you know, heaping praise to Gary Payton II, which is someone the Warriors might want to bring back anyways because he's going to be cheap. And from the report, it sounds like a 2-year deal.
See,
At least that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, I feel sold, and I'm going to go lip service because at different junctures, and I've mentioned this to you and Steiny, Evan, you tell me what you think. Different junctures, 3 different times last year, Draymond went out of his way to saying the praises of Kuminga, we got to give him the keys. Kerr did it early on, and Steph did it. This was pre-Jimmy. And now we're at a standstill to where we don't know the future of Jonathan Kuminga. But, Evan, I believe we're at this juncture right now only because those two guys, or 3 guys, including the coach, have not been pro-Kuminga vocally behind closed doors. And I think just with the 2, Dre and Steph, had they, he would be wrapped up, sealed, and delivered. So in my mind, I really believe Joe Lacob is fighting, you know, like an owner can, in regard to trying to convince everybody else that this dude can be a part of the team, and that's why this thing is where it's at now.
I mean, I don't see them fighting for him, but I also don't know how many players really do that. You know, it's... Mm. I mean, shoot, Curry
well,
said...
How, are the, we, I'm interrupted. Are we seeing it with G? I know it's a smaller, lesser expensive guy, but are we seeing it with... Like, that could easily happen with Kuminga if they felt it.
I mean, I guess that's a fair point. So you're waiting for the article to come out when it's been reported that Curry and Draymond have given their blessings to Kuminga rejoining the team?
Not saying that's how the deal would get done, but Evan, I think if they were on board and pro JK and saying we need him, that would have come out. You know what I mean? And the fact that it hasn't, I believe, tells me, or it's an indicator, yeah, they don't hate Jonathan Kuminga, but the players are telling you, hey, this ship can move in the same direction with or without him.
Well,
and that's disheartening as a Warrior
fan. I do
fan.
Agree that I think they're indifferent.
Okay, all right, indifferent.
But it's also because he didn't really play a lot down the stretch last year. And
I don't know if
first...
that was the right decision, E. Like, you got to just, like, we're not arguing. But, Evan, what he did without Steph, which is not reality, because you got to do it with Steph. And that's why Pods is maximizing what he's doing with this team. But, Evan, that was just not a nothing burger. I don't care if they lost. The dude can play in this league. And Minnesota had length everywhere. And he was, when he was moving and cooking, he was doing his thing. And I'm not telling you he's Dr. J. I'm not telling you he's Kawhi Leonard. But he's a guy that this older team needs. And if it's off the bench, make it happen. And I'm talking to Kuminga, too. Because he like you said the other day, you yelled at me. You don't know you didn't. He's not getting 7 rebounds. I gave some, like, fictitious.
No, you said, what if he averages 18 and 8?
Right. Evan, right. You snapped on your boy, but I do wonder if Kuminga knows now, okay, that's what I got to focus on, too, because I feel like he could do it in his damn sleep.
Then why haven't we seen it? All right, let's go to Ryan, who's on the Dumbarton Bridge.
All right.
Well, people starting to come for you, Gil.
On what? This has been a bad day for me.
I'm just messing with you. What's up, Ryan?
How you guys doing?
Hey,
good, man.
Yeah,
how are you?
Boo-boo. All right. Thank you all for taking my call. And, yeah, I don't know. We don't need no shock and awe, flash and splash. We need dudes that are right in the head that will go for a championship here, not mess up the locker room.
Okay.
Whatever Kuminga's got going on, he's playing games. He should be getting bored. He's not getting bored.
Mm.
You know, we don't need those people. We need people that are going to play, you know, up to their ability no matter what the contract situation is, and what the Steve Kerr is. You know, I think he's damaged his reputation in the league by what's going on here with Kuminga, and, you know, their trade of it's not very good. You know, they might be able to trade him because of what he's done here or not done here. But Gary Payton II, as far as I know, you know, he's on board. That dude's solid.
Yeah.
He does get hurt, but when he plays, you know, there's no ego. He balls out for the team. I think he's on board with Steph Curry. You know, there's no jealousy, ego issues going on. Kuminga's got beef, right? Obviously, he's got beef. So
that's fair.
Move on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, your thoughts, Evan.
Love your show. I don't know where Steiny is, but love Steiny too. Thank you all.
Yeah, he's golfing.
Yeah, he's up in Oregon on vacation.
What do you call it? The dunes? The
I think abandoned dunes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the Oregon coast. It's freaking right. Beautiful. It's like this kind of exclusive golf community. Not
yeah,
to put
Gary
him on blast.
Payton, Evan, I got you. It's not exciting, but he's a perfect fit. Like, and he ain't fat. He ain't out of shape. Like, you bring that back, man.
No, I mean, I think he works with the Warriors, and the Warriors work for him. It's a mutually beneficial decision if and when it happens, and it would allow the Warriors to fill out their roster. You know, you bring in GP2 again. Al Horford is expected to sign with Golden State, and maybe even D'Anthony Melton or perhaps Malcolm Brogdon, who's another player they've been in discussions with. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Daryl, in for Steinmetz. Jesus. He's rubbing off on me. Let's go to Jake in Oakland. Jake, save me. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas, you guys are doing good. You know, it's all about having the right backup guard for Jonathan Kuminga, because when Kuminga's in there with Steph, it's going to go a certain way. But when Steph sits down, now it's Kuminga's time. Mm. And he needs a guard. He needs a guard like LaMelo Ball. He should have been here anyway since James Wiseman. Had LaMelo Ball been here, he's the perfect backup for Steph, because Steph could take some minutes off and let my man play a little bit. And then when Steph sits down, it's Kuminga and LaMelo coming down the court. LaMelo been doing that since he was 13 years old, throwing lobs for everybody else to get the dunk in, firing off threes. He's been state championships, starting varsity at 13 years old. This guy's a phenom. It breaks my heart we could have had him. We should have had him. James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball. We could have drafted him over James Wiseman. And, you know, when we took Wiseman number two and nothing worked, you know, and Steph could have, you know, he could have cultured this kid and taught him everything he knows. And this kid would have been the next Steph. You know what I mean? And he's in his prime and he just doing his thing. And, you know, we don't have him and we need him, because that's exactly what Kuminga needs, a pass first guard that can shoot threes and scores but at any time, at any place on the floor. LaMelo can drive and dish. You know, it's exactly what Kuminga we needed here. And, you know, and then you can add on, because then you got like GP3. That's Scottie Pippen on the left. So he's just telling everybody, don't worry about it. I got these guys on the break. It's all good. And what does Steph always say? Your best offense is the offensive rebound, because then you're on the break and you can do all that, you know, incredible athletic stuff that these guys get paid all the money to do. And you know what? I went to high school with Jason Kidd, so I watched the best since a very young age. I also got to see J.R. Ryder play against Calvin Byrd.
I played against both those guys at Logan, baby. Yeah, Instanail.
That's why I like dropping names of Guru. Remember Gerald Matkins from Merced when he went to UCLA, and Baller. Adonis Jordan at a Cleveland Reseda? I mean, those are the kind of guys that would be perfect on the Warriors
right now because
they are guys that can score and guys that can pass. Have a good, great day, guys.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the call.
And for this is how I know I'm not a hater. That LaMelo Ball averaged 25-5-7 last year.
Can we please keep LaMelo Ball's name off these airwaves?
Evan, just real quick, if I asked you his career in 4 years, his shooting percentage from deep, what would you say?
LaMelo Ball? I don't care.
But just guess for me. On National Radio Day.
52.
No, from three.
42.
Oh, who cares?
36?
I thought it would be 29 or 31.
Well, it's still below league average.
And to get the toolage from Dre and Steph. And
oh, my.
I'm just saying,
and
25.
And if was a fifth, I would be that 12-year-old on the field last night in San Diego getting bent like a paperclip by 7 security guards. All right, that segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil, check your tires, battery, and fluids. You got to stop, Goo. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BarryOilChange.com. I'm going to try and get it together during the break. Just take us out.
I like that call.